approaching 9 o'clock, and thought it was appropriate to get an update from Matty Highland with some concerning news coming through yesterday about a fall in race 5 at Woolamai, with Deb Weymouth being airlifted to the Alfred Hospital. And Matty Highland joins us this morning. Morning, Matty.
G'day, Warren.
Thanks for making yourself available, and also thanks for the association being so forthcoming and proactive in getting information out there, telling a number of people what's happening. Can you just give us an update of the situation and where we're at this stage with Deb Weymouth?
Yeah, thanks, Warren. So I spoke to Beck Weymouth this morning, and so Deb obviously was transported to the Alfred yesterday afternoon, airlifted, and as of last night she was regained consciousness and actually talking to Beck. Albeit she doesn't quite remember what occurred, but because she was having some difficulty with breathing, yeah, probably due to the fractured rib, they decided to put her on a ventilator and just put her into an induced coma just to assist with her breathing. She's got two fractures to her jaw, multiple broken ribs, and a fracture in her back. That's about the extent of what we do know, but all things being equal, she should make a full recovery, but obviously we're just monitoring as it goes, and Beck's sort of keeping us updated.
Icon of the industry in general, but particularly the picnic circuit and the Weymouth and the Londrigan family, so ingrained in racing in Victoria. Something like this hits pretty hard, doesn't it, Manny?
That's right, Warren. Well, they've been in the racing game all their lives, and so much particularly Deb to picnic racing and all the way there for that matter. And so it was pretty concerning to get the report through yesterday afternoon. But all things being equal, Beck's fairly positive that she was albeit in a lot of pain, obviously, and but could always be a lot worse. And hopefully the next couple of days she starts to make some gradual improvement and, onto the recovery.
I suppose what it does do is highlight the risks at all levels of racing, you know, from Flemington right through to the picnics, and having that level of support where Deb was able to be airlifted, that medical support that is so crucial, and sometimes races are delayed with ambulances, you know, having to get on course, etc. But it just highlights how important that medical support for such a high-risk industry is.
Yep, that's exactly right, and full credit to Racing Victoria and all the medicos and the doctors, Wilson Medic. And, I think we've got a high level of care for all our participants when, we can't avoid these situations. They're going to happen. They'll continue to happen. But, it's good to know that we've got the best possible care in our industry.
No doubt that was dominating your communications for the majority of yesterday. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up, Matty?
No, not at the moment, Warren. That's enough, I think. Take it one day at a time. Just hope that everyone gets around safely and comes home. That's the main thing.
Thanks for making yourself available this morning, Matty, and obviously our thoughts are all with Deb and with Beck and Rowan and the extended family.
Good on you, Warren.